Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, let's take a quick peek at the sports calendar to see what's cooking.
There it is. Boy, we should be hearing that tonight, guys. Championship. Who would it be? Would it be Kansas? Would it be Dayton? Would it be Gonzaga? Would it be somebody that fifth or sixth seed that shocked everybody? Kansas was the chalk, I guess, the number one team in the country going in. Man, I wish we were getting set to hunker down and watch it, even though it's past my bedtime. What's it start, about 9:30 tonight, if there was a NC2A title game? Who would it be, Bob? Who would it be?
My NCAA title game tonight would have been the Oregon Ducks, because I love their outside shooting. I love their team the way, and when I did watch them play, I thought they were really good out of the pack. 12, I like them. And they would have opposed. I was bullish on Dayton, and I thought Dayton with Obi Toppin was really good. But I also then I decided I was going to change that. And so I went with Maryland, believe it or not.
Joe, here's Bob. He's going with his picks where he picks three, four, five teams to win. Who
no,
are you
going? Two.
Who are you saying it would be tonight?
It was going to be an all A-10 matchup, Ron. It was going to be Dayton against Duquesne. The Dukes would have won the A-10 tournament, and they were going to make a run. I believe in Keith Dambrot and that team. Duquesne would have been on the court tonight.
I don't know if Keith Dambrot believes in Duquesne as much as that, Joe. I certainly think he's got the program headed in the right way. I like Dayton. I kind of like San Diego State as like a little bit of a dark horse, although they were, what, fourth in the country or whatever. Kansas, Kentucky, you never count out the Blue Bloods. Michigan State was playing well at the end of the year. I'd say Michigan State, Dayton. Those are my two. And by the way, before we go any further, I do want to say that it is our What's Cooking segment. It's brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester. Thank you, Mr. Hester. Joe and I, and on Mondays, Joe and I appreciate your support every day. Bob really appreciates it on Monday as well. Joe?
Well, Ron, I wanted to get to this with both of you guys. Basketball Hall of Fame and the class that went in over the weekend, or that got elected over the weekend, the late, great Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, and Kevin Garnett at the head of that class, and a lot of other good people in that class, too. Kim Mulkey, the great coach from Baylor, is one. Eddie Sutton is another. So when you look at the top, they're talking about this as perhaps the greatest class of all time. Certainly up there. Let me read you guys some other classes, and you tell me whether you think it outdoes this one. Here we go. 1980 class featured at the top, Jerry West and Oscar Robertson. Ron?
I don't have to hear any more. I can't imagine you coming up with a better one than that. One is the logo. One, what, averaged a double-double. I'll say that one is better than this one.
Bob?
I will say this one's better than that one, with all due respect to that one. I know how impressive those guys were, but when you have three guys who are going on, I believe these three are going on in their first opportunity to be in, and you're talking about one guy who doesn't get enough credit in my view, is Tim Duncan, just because of what he was able to do in such an understated way. And he never got the credit because he never sought out the attention. Second all-time in playoff games played, third in rebounds. I mean, he's when you think about MVPs of the league, three. That puts him in very rarefied air behind, I think, LeBron and Jordan had the most, but LeBron and I'm not sure who else, but pretty impressive stuff. So I like this class a lot. I think it's very impressive.
Ron, let me read you this class. And don't even tell me that you didn't wear this guy's sneakers back in Beaver Falls when you were a kid, because we absolutely wore them. 1969 class headed by Red Auerbach, Hank Iba, Adolf Rupp, and Chuck Taylor, Ron. That's a pretty good class.
We all wore Chuck Taylors. I'll agree with that. Even in little Podunk Beaver Falls, we had Chuck Taylor. I'll still take West and Oscar Robertson over any class.
Well, I haven't read them all yet. Here's another one, Bob.
Well, I'm so the far. Bob, where do you rate this group? I'm sorry, I didn't say Bob.
No, I still like this group right here, right now, and maybe I'm, again, because it's more recent, but I just think there's so much in terms of what these three specific, but I'm not even talking about the other six that are in there, and you mentioned some of the great coaches. But I just I think the individual achievements surrounding the team achievements are pretty overwhelming.
2002, Magic Johnson goes in with the Harlem Globetrotters and Larry Brown and Lute Olson. That one for me is a little hard to beat when you got the Globetrotters and Magic at the same time. Bob?
Well, I mean, the Washington Generals, that's all you need to know about that. Come on. I appreciate the Globetrotters, but come on. And while they're an institution of basketball and should be in the Hall of Fame, I'm not going to put them in anywhere near this class.
Ron, here's a class for you. The 2001 class, this might be my favorite class of all time anyway. The 2001 class had three members, Coach K, John Chaney, and Moses Malone. That is a high-quality class.
Yeah, I certainly is. Coach K alone, would carry that. Obviously, the other two guys. But I just don't know if younger people who think Kobe and LeBron are the greatest ever realize how good Oscar Robertson was. Look at the numbers of what he did in his career. I'm not talking about you guys. I'm talking about younger people. Look at what they did and what Robertson did in his career. I'm sticking with that one. That's my story.
Well, I'm sticking with this one, and this is the last one I'll read. Sorry, Bob, I'm going to jump to you in a moment. I guess I'm a little bit biased here, but this is my number one class in Hall of Fame history from the year 2000. Bob McAdoo, C.M. Newton, Pat Summitt, Morgan Wooten, the greatest high school coach of all time, and Isaiah Thomas. That's my class, Bob.
That's a good class. Wooten was unbelievable, and nobody's going to mention his name just because of what he does on a different level. But, Pat Summitt, a league of her own. That's a good class. I still would give the nod to this one. By the way, on the subject of NBA, you guys like the idea of them tossing around an idea to have a horse competition done with social distancing in mind? Did you like that?
I'll take anything.
Ron?
I'd rather fold my T-shirts.
Oh, come on. Don't you remember there was the legendary horse? They used to do this all the time, not unlike the Wonderful World of Golf show one-on-one. Pete Maravich against George Gervin. They had wonderful horse competitions back in the day. And Maravich won because Gervin couldn't do the trick shots that he used to do.
I didn't watch Wide World, a World Shell of Golf either, Bob, so I wouldn't watch that one. I'm sorry. I want to watch games. I don't want to watch gimmicks. That's just
well,
me.
You don't have games, so you have to choose gimmick over nothing right now.
Hey, one more thing on the class, and I know we got to run. Eddie Sutton, we talked about, made it this year. I happened to notice a tweet from Rick Pitino congratulating him, and he said, the one guy, one of three who automatically should have already been in years ago is Bob Huggins. He goes, one of the best of all time. I couldn't agree more on that. When is Huggins going to get in? He certainly deserves it.
Yeah, he does.
Joe?
I would agree with that. Already you have Boeheim and Calhoun got in the same class, and there's been some questions raised, I would say, to put it lightly, since 2005 when they were inducted in the same class on exactly what their methods were. So, yes, I think Huggy Bear belongs, certainly. Fan weather? Right now, high of about 64 today. Going to be a similar day tomorrow, although a little cloudier for sure. Maybe a thunderstorm tonight. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Sun Service Department is open for all your automotive needs with pickup and drop-off available. Go to sunchevy.com for details.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.